Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Luke's English Podcast is sponsored by iTalki, and iTalki solves that problem of not having anyone to speak English with, because they have loads and loads of different teachers and also community tutors who are there to give you lessons or have conversations with you. They're very easy to find. You can check out all their profiles, see their little introductory videos, get in touch with them and stuff. And then it's very, very easy to schedule lessons. It's all done there within the platform, which is like very professionally presented. And when you buy some talking time with someone, iTalki will then send you a voucher for a free lesson because you listen to this podcast. To get the offer, go to teacherluke.co.uk/talk or click an iTalki logo on my website. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, folks, and welcome to this new episode. Season's greetings. This is the traditional Christmas episode of Luke's English Podcast. We've got a log fire burning in the background. You might be able to hear it there. Just a lovely, warm log fire burning just to create the right atmosphere. We're feeling festive. We're feeling Christmassy. That's right. It's Christmas time again. This is the 11th Christmas that I've celebrated on Luke's English Podcast now, and this is the traditional Christmas episode. Christmas episode number 11. I know that not all of you celebrate Christmas, but I hope that you feel part of this anyway, because for me, Christmas should be a season of goodwill to everyone. So you're all welcome to listen, enjoy, and take part in this one. The title of the episode is 29 Awful Christmas Jokes Explained. Awful Christmas Jokes. So this is Christmas, so I'm using Christmas cracker jokes. These are jokes that you find in Christmas crackers. So this is an episode about Christmas cracker jokes, which are awful. Now, do you know what Christmas cracker jokes are? You might be thinking, Luke, what are Christmas crackers? Well, let me explain. So imagine it's Christmas time, it's Christmas dinner or lunch, and you're in England, you're with an English family, and the table has been set for the annual Christmas feast, let's say, and there are going to be certain things, certain items on the table. Obviously, there's going to be all the food and stuff, the traditional turkey roast and all the other things, but also you'll probably find crackers for every person. So a cracker is it's like a sort of paper tube. You might have them in your countries, but they're kind of like a paper tube. But parts of the tube are tied together. So there's like little bits that are tied together. They look a bit like a bow tie sort of thing, but they're like a tube. And then, so the idea is that one person holds one end of it and another person holds the other end and you pull it. And there's a little thing inside. It's sort of like a, I don't know, sort of like a gunpowder thing. I don't think it's actually gunpowder, but you know. And it goes crack when you pull it. And the thing gets pulled apart, and the contents of the cracker remain in one side. So one person wins the contents of the cracker. And what do you get inside a Christmas cracker? So they contain three things. One thing is a little paper hat, like a kind of crown, a paper crown, and they could be various colours. So you'll see at Christmas time in the UK, people wearing these paper crowns that come out of the crackers. The other thing is that it will be some sort of useful little item, some sort of gift. So it could be a little tool or maybe a magnifying glass or a puzzle or a little toy or something like that. Some kind of little object. So you get the hat, the little object, and also you get a joke. It'll be just a little rectangular piece of paper with a sort of one or two line joke. Okay, so these are Christmas cracker jokes. And the idea is that you just kind of tell the jokes to the people at the table. And it's kind of an icebreaker. And it's a bit of fun. Everyone's kind of had a few drinks. They've got these stupid hats on. And they're telling these awful jokes. and they are almost always terrible. I mean, the, you know, Christmas crackers are usually fairly cheap things. They're kind of disposable things. And so not a lot of time is spent on making them amazing. You know, they're not written by professional comedians. They're just kind of like these generic, awful jokes based around Christmas themes. So you might be thinking, why do they have jokes in them? Well, I mean, they just do, okay? I mean, I think obviously it's because they are trying to help you break the ice at your Christmas party. And they usually usually work quite well, in a sense. I mean, either you laugh at the joke or you either laugh with the joke or you laugh at it. You know, oh, what an awful joke. And Christmas cracker jokes usually have some kind of Christmas theme, or at least some kind of seasonal theme, like something involving snow or other festive images. And Christmas crackers are almost, Christmas cracker jokes, I mean, are almost always awful. And they're terrible, cringeworthy puns, like word jokes. But I quite like that. I quite like a cheesy pun, you know, a dad joke. I do quite like those things. And they're good for learning English because they're usually puns. Jokes based around a word that might be a homophone or that sounds like another phrase, you know, that sort of thing. So your English has got to be pretty good. You've got to be on the ball to get the jokes. Christmas cracker jokes are much more likely to make you groan than laugh. To groan is to go, oh, like that. That's groan, like as if it's painful. Oh, they're more likely to make you groan. Like, oh. Than actually laugh. Although if you're in the right mood, some of them might catch you by surprise and they could make you lol during your Christmas holiday. Or should I call that the Christmas lolliday? Yeah, that's the level that we're operating at here. So in a moment, I'm going to tell you the jokes. Let's see if you get them all. Afterwards, I will explain them as well. There's a lot of English to learn from this. Vocabulary or certain little features of pronunciation which form the centerpiece of the joke, the double meaning that makes your brain kind of go bzzz and then either you laugh or you just groan. And remember, if you don't get the joke, you have to say, I don't get it. So those are your three options. Laugh, groan, or I don't get it. I got most of these jokes from a list that I found on the Telegraph's website. There it was 50 Christmas cracker jokes. I've narrowed it down to 29. And this will actually be a very good test of your general English comprehension skills, but also your knowledge of Christmas vocabulary. If you've heard my previous Christmas episodes, like, for example, the A to Z of Christmas, then you'll probably get these jokes, probably first time. But you definitely need to be on your toes regarding the Christmas vocabulary specifically. And I'll be going through all of that after I've told these jokes. So I'm also going to play some generic Christmas background music in order to create a festive atmosphere even more. So let's see if I can get the old Christmas background music going on. Just switch off the digital fire there. Let's have some cheesy Christmas background music. Okay, here we go. So you're feeling magical? It's that special time of year, isn't it? Christmas is back. And there you are with your family, your friends, sitting around the dining room table. A beautiful spread of food in front of you and good times, great times, gifts to be exchanged. It's Christmas again. Here's the annual Luke's English Podcast Christmas episode. And this one's all about jokes. Let's go. So, what do you get if you cross Santa with a duck? What do you get if you cross Santa with a duck? A Christmas quacker. Brace yourselves, there are 28 more to go. Okay. What do you get if you eat Christmas decorations? What do you get if you eat Christmas decorations? You get tinselitis. Did Rudolph go to school? Did Rudolph go to school? No, he was elf taught. God. Number four. Who is Santa's favourite singer? Who's Santa's favourite singer? It's Elvis Presley. Yeah. What did Adam say the day before Christmas? What did Adam say the day before Christmas? He said, it's Christmas, Eve. How many letters are in the alphabet at Christmas? How many letters are in the alphabet at Christmas? It's 25. Why? Because there's no L. There's no L. So it's just 25 words. Why are Christmas trees so bad at knitting? Right? Why are Christmas trees so bad at knitting? Because they always drop their needles. Mm-hmm. Number eight. What did the farmer get for Christmas? What did the farmer get as a gift for Christmas? He got a calculator to count all of his cows, you see. Why did nobody bid for Rudolph and Blitzen on eBay? Apparently, Rudolph and Blitzen, two of the reindeer, apparently they were on eBay, but nobody bid for them. Why not? Well, because they were too dear. Oh, my God. What did one snowman say to the other snowman? He said, "Can you smell carrots?" Which side of a turkey has the most feathers? Which side of a turkey has the most feathers? The answer, the outside. Mm-hmm. What do you sing at a snowman's birthday party? What do you sing at a snowman's birthday party? What you sing is, "Freeze a jolly good fellow. Freeze a jolly good..." Oh, God. Number 13. Are we halfway through yet? What happened to Santa when he went speed dating? So Santa went speed dating. What happened to him? Well, he pulled a cracker. It's a little bit old-fashioned, that one, isn't it? I'm sure about the tone of that one. Anyway, who's Rudolph's favourite singer? Who is Rudolph's favourite singer? The answer, Beyoncé. Beyoncé. Who delivers presents to baby sharks at Christmas? Oh, my God. Who delivers presents to baby sharks at Christmas? The answer is, it's Santa Jaws. Santa Jaws. That's the worst one. I'll be surprised if we can beat that. Next one. What athlete is warmest in winter? What athlete is warmest in winter? The answer is a long jumper. Uh-huh. What's the most popular Christmas wine? What's the most popular Christmas wine? The answer is, I don't like sprouts. That's the most popular Christmas wine. Why does your nose get tired in winter? Why does your nose get tired in winter? Because it runs all day. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire? What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire? You get frostbite. Ooh, what kind of music do elves listen to? What kind of music do elves listen to? The answer, rap music. Yeah. What kind of motorcycle does Santa ride? Oh, God. Oh, what kind of motorcycle does Santa ride? It's a Holly Davidson. Oh, God. What do reindeer put on their Christmas trees? What do reindeer put on their Christmas trees? The answer is ornaments. Reindeer. What happened to the man who stole an advent calendar? What happened to the man who stole an advent calendar? He got 25 days. What does Santa do when his elves misbehave? He gives them the sack. You could say he fires them. It wouldn't make sense. He gives them the sack, you see, because he's Santa. He's got a sack. What happened when Santa got stuck in a chimney? You know, Santa goes down a chimney. What happened when he got stuck? He felt claustrophobic. How does snowman get around? Oh, no, this is maybe the worst one. How does snowman get around? They get around by riding an icicle. That's got to be the worst one. How did Scrooge win the football match? This is a good joke. How did Scrooge win the football match? The ghost of Christmas past. That's pretty good. I think that's the best one. Why is it getting so hard to buy advent calendars? Why is it getting so hard to buy advent calendars? And it's because their days are numbered. And how does Darth Vader like his Christmas turkey? On the dark side. That's also a good joke. And I've got a bonus Star Wars joke that I haven't done yet. How did Darth Vader know what Luke Skywalker was going to get for Christmas? How did Darth Vader know what Luke Skywalker was going to get for Christmas? He felt his presence. Little bonus Star Wars joke there at the end. So it's actually 30 jokes. So let's get rid of that awful, awful music. Okay, we need my nice crackling fire again, don't we? Crackling fire, please. Okay, is this going to be the same one we had before? I think so. All right, okay. So, How did you get on, guys? How many did you get? Did you laugh? Did you groan? Did you say, I don't get it? What did you do? Nothing? Well, let me now explain everything for you. I said before that all these jokes rely on your knowledge of specific Christmas vocabulary. So to help you a little bit, I'm going to say all of the items of vocabulary just as a reminder now, and then I'll go through the jokes one by one and you might then get them, okay? I will explain them further though. So here's all the Christmas vocab, okay? And I'm going to do this in the form of questions to see if you can actually remember the vocab. So the first thing is, well, what are those things that you might find on the table and you pull them and they make a noise and they're full of jokes and hats and stuff. What are they? Christmas crackers. Okay. Now, if you, when it's Christmas time, you put lots of things around your home to make it all look Christmassy. What are you putting up? You're putting up the Christmas decorations. Okay. You've got a green thing. Normally they're outside, but you pull one inside and it slowly dies in your house during the Christmas period. What am I talking about? Christmas trees, of course. And what do they have on them? The green parts. They are needles. Okay, and usually they drop their needles during the holiday period as they slowly die. Sort of depressing when you think about it. Now, you might wrap some stuff around the Christmas tree, and it's kind of made of like a foil, like a shiny, plasticky tin foil kind of stuff, and it's sort of shiny and sort of like a kind of a scarf for the Christmas tree. What's that called? That is called tinsel. Okay. Sometimes you decorate the place with these leaves, like green spiky leaves and red berries. Two red berries attached to green spiky leaves. That's called holly. Then you might have objects around the place to sort of decorate, not just tinsel and things and holly, but ornaments. There you go. That's the word, ornaments. What do you call that thing that children usually have in the days leading up to Christmas? And it's a sort of a thing with lots of dates on it. And behind each door, each number for each day, there's a little gift or a piece of chocolate or something. That is an advent calendar. An advent calendar starts at the beginning of December and it goes all the way up to Christmas. So you get 25 days on an advent calendar. Santa Claus, of course, also known as Father Christmas. Santa Claus. Santa Claus rides around on a sleigh. And he is pulled around by reindeer. Those are those kind of those animals, deer. They're deer, okay, reindeer. And the Rudolph is the most well-known reindeer. He's the most famous of the reindeer clan because he's got a red nose. And then there are others like Blitzen and some others. I don't know the others really, but Blitzen is one of them. Blitzen came up in one of the jokes. So you've got Rudolph and Blitzen. They're the reindeers. Reindeers have those things on their heads, don't they? That stick up like that. They use them to fight with each other and stuff. They are called horns. And I said before, what does Santa ride on? It's a sleigh, which is full of presents and stuff. Slanter. Who's Slanter? My name's Slanter. I'm like Santa, but a lot more serious. Slanter, he's a private detective. At Christmas time, I deliver presents for Santa, but during the rest of the year, I am Slanter, private detective. That would be good. Anyway, no, Santa rides on a sleigh and he goes down the chimney, doesn't he? That's how he gets in your house. Even if you don't have a chimney in your house, somehow he gets through the chimney. I don't know what he builds a chimney and then sort of removes it. I don't know. And Santa has like these people who work for him. Are they slaves? I don't know. But what are these little creatures? They're not people. They're kind of magical creatures. They are elves. Yeah, not the elves from The Lord of the Rings. They're not like firing arrows at people and stuff. No, they're more like Santa's little helpers. So the elves, and the singular is an elf, of course. Santa keeps all his presents in a big bag, which you could say is a sack. Yes, what was that thing that... What was that... that thing that Amber and Paul and I came up with. We were doing the Victorian detective thing and there was that word. What was it? Some kind of a burlap sack. That's right. So Santa carries around a burlap sack, a sack at least of presents. And then, of course, the 24th of December is known in English as Christmas Eve. Another word for Christmas is Noël, which is, I think, it comes back from French or Latin. So Noël is another word for Christmas. So I should be asking you questions. Okay. Well, to get something for Christmas, this is just a phrase that we use. Gifts. Another word for gifts is presents. Okay. Presents. And what do you do with presents? You cover them in paper. what's that called? It's to wrap presents, W-R-A-P, but it's pronounced wrap. If it snows, you might build a person, the shape of a person. What do we call that? That's a snowman. And you might use bits of stone for his eyes and his mouth, and then a carrot for his nose. Stick a hat on him, a couple of sticks as arms, and there's your snowman. What happens to water when it gets below zero? It freezes. So to freeze is the verb. Sometimes you get these sharp, long pieces of ice that kind of drip down from the roof. These are called icicles. Sometimes the ground at night is just covered in a layer of sort of frozen ice. It's because the moisture on the ground has frozen overnight. What do we call this? It's just a general layer of frost. And if you go out in sub-zero temperatures, your fingers can start to freeze and you get a condition in the extremities of your body where the skin is actually kind of dying because it's freezing. And that's called frostbite, to get frostbite, which is not really a typical Christmas thing, but it might happen if you're exposed to sub-zero temperatures, which are also no longer really normal at Christmas. And how do you keep warm at Christmas time? What would you wear? You'd wear a nice jumper, maybe a long jumper or a sweater. What do we eat at Christmas time? We typically will eat turkey, roast turkey. And there are two types of meat in the turkey. You've got dark meat or white meat. So how do you like your meat? For example, dark or white. Vegetables that we serve with the turkey include sprouts, which are like these little mini cabbages, these green things. And some people don't like them. Children typically will complain or whine about having to eat sprouts. Or sprouts, whatever sprouts are. It's like, you don't like sprouts? Well, oh, wait till you eat sprouts. Like, oh, I don't want any sprouts either. Sprouts are not a real thing, by the way. And then finally, we've got the word Scrooge. I think that's why I said sprouts before, because I was reading the word sprouts, and then I looked at the word Scrooge, and it came out sprouts. So anyway, never mind sprouts, Luke. It's not even a word. Scrooge is a character from A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, which I did read out in episode 320. So if you're thinking about, over the Christmas period, another episode you'd like to listen to, maybe with a Christmas theme, you could check out episode 320. I'm reading out the classic Christmas story, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, which is all about Ebenezer Scrooge, who is a character. Right then, so let's go through those jokes again, and we're going to break them down. It might be nice to have a little bit of music of some form in the background. Let me see what I can do here, if I kind of just go into my computer here and see what I can get. Okay, let's have a little look. Okay, we'll have some of my brother's music. Okay. Right, so we're going to listen to... It sounded like I was scratching then. So we're going to have some moody background music while we go through this, because I wouldn't want you to laugh or anything. Okay, so what do you get if you cross Santa with a duck? So there's lots of jokes like this. What do you get if you cross this with this? So in this case, it's what do you get if you cross Santa with a duck? Well, Santa is obviously very Christmassy. So the answer is a Christmas quacker. So we know what a Christmas cracker is. We've been through that. A quacker, so ducks quack, they go quack, quack, quack. Ducks quack in English, so a Christmas quacker. A quacker is a duck, so a Christmas quacker, not a Christmas cracker. What do you get if you eat Christmas decorations? You get tinselitis. It's not such a bad joke. Tinsel is that stuff that you wrap around the Christmas tree, and tonsillitis is a condition in which your tonsils, which are glands at the back of your mouth or the back of your throat, get infected, and they get covered in like sort of like a white infection. It's horrible and very painful. So tonsillitis is a throat infection. Tinsel is a decoration. So what do you get if you eat Christmas decorations? You get tinselitis. Oh, it's painful. Did Rudolph go to school? Oh, this is a bad one. Did Rudolph go to school? No, he was elf taught. So, I mean, the joke is he was self-taught, but in this case, it's elf-taught. So self-taught is a fairly common phrase, right? He was self-taught, meaning he taught himself. But in this case, he was elf-taught, meaning he was taught by elves. So it's a joke on the phrase self-taught. Yeah. Who is Santa's favourite singer? It's Elvis Presley. I quite like that one. Obviously Elvis Presley, but this one's Elvis Presley. I'm imagining an actual Elvis, but he's an elf. That would be very weird. Number five is, what did Adam say the day before Christmas? So I know Adam and Eve. Obviously, it doesn't work because like they were around before Jesus. So, but anyway, jokes sort of break all rules of reality, don't they? What did Adam say the day before Christmas Eve? What did Adam say the day before Christmas? He said, "It's Christmas Eve." So that's quite a good one because that is all about sort of sentence stress. So you've got, "It's Christmas Eve," which means it's the day before Christmas. And "It's Christmas Eve" means, "Hey, Eve, it's Christmas." So what did Adam say the day before Christmas? "It's Christmas Eve." How many letters are in the alphabet at Christmas? 25, because there's no L. That's quite good. No L, as we've established, is another word for Christmas. So there's no L. The letter L is missing. That's why there are only 25, because there's no L. I quite like that, because also 25, the 25th of December. How many letters are in the alphabet at Christmas? 25, because there's no L. That's quite a good joke. Why are Christmas trees so bad at knitting? Now, this is ridiculous, obviously, because Christmas trees can't knit. Knitting, by the way, is like making things out of wool. Making a sweater, making a scarf or a hat, knitting, and people do it with needles. You can sort of imagine probably an old lady, old woman, sitting in a nice comfortable rocking chair, knitting something. So why are Christmas trees so bad at knitting? Because they always drop their needles. So yeah, Christmas trees drop their needles as they slowly perish in your home. As they slowly perish in your home. That would be like a dark BBC report into Christmas trees. You know, critics have pointed out that the Christmas trees drop their needles as they slowly perish in your home. Number eight, what did the farmer get for Christmas? He got a calculator. So not a calculator with a L sound, not a calculator. Obviously, a calculator is something you use to count things and do multiplication, but a calculator, which is obviously like, you know, like a cow, like moo, because he's a farmer. So he got a calculator, which is not a real thing, but it sounds like a calculator. A calculator. I mean, I suppose a calculator is something that a kid might get for Christmas. So that's kind of a Why did nobody bid for Rudolph and Blitzen on eBay? Because they were too dear. So dear is a sort of slang expression in English meaning expensive. So if you say something is, oh, it's a bit dear, means it's a bit expensive. But also, deer, they are reindeer, so they are too dear. In fact, deer is the plural of deer. One deer, two deer. So they were too dear, meaning there was two of them and they were deer. And also they were too expensive, because deer means expensive. Ah, there you go. They were too dear, that's why no one bid for them. Not bad. What did one snowman say to the other snowman? He said, "Can you smell carrots?" Because the nose of a snowman is made of a carrot. So obviously, they would smell carrot because their nose is actually a carrot. So, "Can you smell carrots?" And maybe, "Can you smell carrots?" is maybe something that you might say if you could smell carrots. Which side of a turkey has the most feathers? The outside. You see, you were thinking, the bottom side, the left side, the right side. It's the outside, of course. No feathers on the inside. What do you sing at a snowman's birthday party? Now, normally at a birthday party, you would sing, "Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear snowman, happy birthday to you." Hey! And then you might do, "For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us. And so say all of us, and so say all of us, oi, 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 lads, lads, lads." And then it goes into a football chant. But anyway, "For he's a jolly good fellow." And so what do you sing at a snowman's birthday party? "Freeze a jolly good fellow." Freeze. Right, freeze, like in the freezer. "Freeze a jolly good fellow." Oh. What happened to Santa when he went speed dating? He pulled a cracker. So obviously we know a Christmas cracker, you pull that at the table, but also to pull can mean when you like pick up a girl, right? So Santa went speed dating and he pulled, meaning he got lucky with a girl, And a cracker could be like a really fit girl, like a really hot girl. He pulled a cracker. So that's the slightly sort of politically dodgy one, isn't it? Is it? I don't know. Maybe it's not. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine, Luke. It's okay. We've had it checked. It's okay. It checks out fine. All right. So who's Rudolph's favourite singer? Beyoncé. Oh, so obviously we know Beyoncé, but this is not Beyoncé. This is Beyoncé. Slay, like Santa's sleigh. Rudolph pulls a sleigh. Who's his favourite singer? Beyoncé. Yeah, they did that. Yeah. 15. Who delivers presents to baby sharks at Christmas? This is probably the worst one. Who delivers presents to baby sharks at Christmas? Santa Jaws. Santa Claus, right? Santa Claus is Father Christmas. Santa Jaws. Jaws was the name of the Steven Spielberg movie about the shark. Jaws. Who delivers baby Christmas to presents to baby sharks? Santa Jaws. Oh, God. What athlete is warmest in winter? A long jumper. A long jumper is, well, you know, an athlete who tries to jump the longest distance and lands in a sand pit, right? Always must have sand in their shoes all the time. Must be so irritating. But anyway, which athlete is warmest in winter? A long jumper, because a long jumper that you might wear, a big woolen jumper that your nan has knitted for you, a nice long jumper. You see, a long jumper could be two things. It could be an item of clothing or an athlete. Ah, that's why that athlete's warmest, because he's got a long jumper. Yeah. What's the most popular Christmas wine? Now you're thinking Christmas wine. So it could be what, a Merlot, a Shiraz, a Cabernet Sauvignon, you know, the most popular Christmas wine. But because it's not that kind of wine. It's a wine like when someone's whining, like complaining, like, I don't like Sprouts. What's the most popular Christmas wine? I don't like Sprouts. You see? They tricked you with the word wine. Number 18. Why does your nose get tired in winter? Because it runs all day. Okay. So because your nose runs when you've got like, oh, it's lovely snot running down your nose. Your nose is running. I've got a runny nose. My nose is running. So that's my my nose is very tired because it's been running all day. Okay. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire? You get frostbite. Right. That's what you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire. Frostbite. We've still got the fire burning in the background. Can you hear that? We've got some music, but we also have the fire get going here. Little crackles. Okay, the atmosphere is still going. Let's get back to these Christmas jokes. Frostbite, you know that condition that you get if your fingers get freezing? Frostbite. What do you get if you cross a snowman with a vampire? Frostbite, because snowman's made of ice, so that's like frost. And vampires bite you, don't they? So that's like a bite, so frostbite. See what they did? What kind of music do elves listen to? Rap music, because they're always rapping presents. Yeah, rap. They're really into rap. What kind of motorcycle does Santa ride? A Holly Davidson. Yeah, like a Harley Davidson. This is a Holly Davidson. Yeah, holly is that little leaf with the red berries. Yeah. What do reindeer put on their Christmas trees? Ornaments. So not ornaments. No, ornaments, because they have horns on their heads. Appalling joke. Number 23. What happened to the man who stole an advent calendar? He got 25 days. That's a good joke, right? So he got 25 days in jail as a punishment because he stole an advent calendar. But also because he stole the advent calendar, he got the 25 days of the advent calendar. So he got 25 days in two different ways. What does Santa do when his elves misbehave? He gives them the sack. So to give someone the sack means to dismiss someone, to fire someone from their job. But also to give someone the sack could mean to literally give someone a sack, you see, like but why would Santa give? This doesn't make sense, though, does it? If his elves are misbehaving, why would here you go, have a sack full of presents. Congratulations for misbehaving. Ho, ho, ho. That wouldn't make any sense, right? Am I right? I think I'm right. So anyway, I don't really understand that. But what does Santa do when his elves misbehave? He gives them the sack. Which doesn't, in one sense, it makes sense. Like, get out, you're misbehaving. But also, like, you're misbehaving, have a sack. That doesn't make any sense at all. What happened when Santa got stuck in a chimney? He felt claustrophobic. Now there's only one way to say that joke. You have to say it in that voice. What happened when Santa got stuck in a chimney? He felt claustrophobic. I think that's the only way you can say that. And number 26, wait a minute, I thought there were 29 jokes. Okay, number 26. How do snowmen get around? They get around by riding an icicle. And yeah, so an icicle, you know, is like the frozen thing that hangs from the roof. So this is a genuinely hideous joke. How do snowmen get around? By riding an icicle. So it's like not a bicycle, it's an icicle. But it doesn't make any sense because you can't ride an icicle, can you? Like, you know, I've said before that good jokes are when both meanings make sense. Like, how do snowmen get around by riding an icicle? If it kind of means bicycle, that makes sense. But you can't ride an icicle. That's stupid. Whereas the next joke is a good one because it makes sense in both ways. How did Scrooge win the football match? Now, if you know what happens to Scrooge in A Christmas Carol, if you don't, then listen to episode 320. It's a good one. A good story, I mean, by Charles Dickens. So Scrooge is basically a character who is like a mean person. He's not very nice, and he exploits the people who work for him and stuff. But he has these visions at Christmas, and he's visited by ghosts who show him things from his past, the present, and the future. So you have the ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of Christmas present, and the ghost of Christmas future, and they all visit him. So how did Scrooge win the football match? Well, the ghost of Christmas past. So that could be that the ghost of Christmas past helped him. Or it could mean that the ghost of Christmas, so this is like another ghost called the ghost of Christmas, that ghost passed, like passed the ball, P-A-S-S-E-D, the ghost of Christmas passed. That's how he won the football match. Okay, I think that's a good one. And why is it getting so hard to buy advent calendars? Well, because their days are numbered. If you say that something's days are numbered, it means that they are nearly gone. They're on the way out. Okay, so it's difficult to buy advent calendars because their days are numbered, but literally their days are numbered too. They have little doors for each number. Yeah, that's quite good. And how does Darth Vader like his Christmas turkey? He likes it on the dark side, which is a good joke, I think. How do you like your turkey, Vader? On the dark side. Which is something you might say, oh, yeah, on the dark side, meaning I prefer the dark meat from the turkey. And then my final joke was, how did Darth Vader know what Luke Skywalker was getting for Christmas? Well, he felt his presence. So this could mean literally he found Luke Skywalker's gifts and he kind of squeezed them. He felt them to work out what was inside. But also it could mean that he sensed that Luke Skywalker was there. He felt his presence. So how did Vader know what Luke was getting for Christmas? He felt his presence. So there you go, folks. That is the end, basically, of this Christmas episode of 29 truly awful Christmas jokes. I hope that you've enjoyed yourselves. I hope you have a fantastic Christmas period out there in podcast land. And, well, what else is there to be said at this point? I don't know. I should probably just say some things about how it's been a good year, I think, for Luke's English Podcast. I think it's been a good year. Thank you very much for everything. Thank you for commenting on the website, sending me emails with your feedback. Thank you for your donations. That is fantastic. Thank you for downloading the app. And if you're a premium subscriber, nice one. I hope that you've been enjoying the recent premium content that I've been uploading. And there'll be more to come in the coming year. Okay, so this will be the 11th year of Luke's English Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'll probably speak to you again in January, but we don't know. I might be able to get a chance to upload another free one before Christmas. It might be a Star Wars episode if I get to see Star Wars. But in any case, there will be some premium stuff coming before Christmas anyway. Okay, so I'll speak to you soon and have a nice holiday, whatever it is that you're doing, wherever you are in the world. Okay, but for now, goodbye. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.